Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going straight to Luke 17. Amazing. Amazing. We've got so many lessons to learn. And my prayer this morning is as you listen to God's word, the entrance of his word will bring light to you and understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Luke chapter 17, verse 1. So Jesus was talking to the disciples. The Bible says, Jesus said, it is impossible that no offenses should come. It is very impossible. As long as you are in this world, someone must offend you. Someone must offend you. Even if you married the richest, the most quiet, richest, most gentle woman in the world, there will be offenses. It is impossible. It is impossible, you know, but don't be the person that will bring the offense. Say, woe unto him through which they do come. You know, don't be the one, especially on the little ones. You see, the Bible says that it will be better if you are thrown into the sea with stone around your neck so that you can go down into the sea very well than for you to offend any of the little ones. Stop. See, my son, you know, if I hurt my son, I tell him, I'm sorry, Oba. Yeah, I apologize. I mean, I don't want to hurt him. Or sometimes when we beat him unjustly, oh my God, you need to see the way me and my wife, we just say, oh, sorry, we are sorry. You know, don't offend children, especially children. Some of you don't like children. Some of you enter children's church for 1 minute, you are already having a dick. Some of you will say, I can never go to a nursery school. Ah, I can, you know, stop using those words. Children are the heritage of God. God loves children. So, well, that's it. And another thing is, you know, learn to forgive. Verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times in a day and then blah, blah, he returns to you, just forgive him. Forgive him. Forgiveness is important. Do you know one major thing that I know? I am certain that will cause your prayers not to be answered. When you have been trusting God for something mighty, and because you have refused to forgive someone, the prayer has not been answered, and you still refuse to forgive the person. I mean, what will it cost you to forgive? I know it's difficult. Trust God for the grace to forgive. But please forgive. Eh? The Lord will strengthen us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 5, and the apostle says to the Lord, increase our faith. And I love Jesus' answer here. Verse 6, Jesus told them, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you want me to increase your faith? Even the little one that you have, if that little faith, like a mustard seed, some of you know how to pray, Lord, increase my anointing. Hey, God. If God places his hands on you and he anoints you, from that minute, you are fine. I know it is important that we get increase. Increase my power. Lord, more power, more grace, I think it was Pastor Chris Oyakhileme that first said that thing. Now, why do you pray for more grace, more power, more power, more power? The power that God has given to you, what have you used that? What have you done with it? So increase our faith, fine. But then the little faith that God has given to you, use it. Do you know that little faith? Do you know how mighty that little faith is? You know what Jesus said about our faith? He said, if you have faith, verse 6, as a mustard seed, that's small. You know how small a mustard seed is? You can say to this small berry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Hey, God, it would obey just by saying, and you have faith. You know, the greatest weapon I think a believer can have. Of course, the Holy Ghost, but the name of Jesus, yes, but faith. Hey, because even if you use the name of Jesus and you don't have faith, it will not work. Faith is the bedrock for answered prayers. If you can have faith, you believe, it will be difficult for anything not to be done, especially when you believe. If you believe, you will lay your hands on the sick and they will be made whole. The centurion servant believed. Do you know how many people that believed in the Bible? Someone believed that rain would come, and he kept on telling them, go and check, go and check, go. He had faith for it, and it happened. Faith. If you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that faith that you have is more than enough. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we go straight to the 10 lepers cleansed. You know, so these guys, you You know, it happened in as Jesus went to Jerusalem. He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then he entered a certain village. He met 10 men who were lepers. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." You know, I've always said this thing. I've always said it that. I don't know if you have heard it before in my podcast. The greatest prayer any Christian can pray is mercy. Just ask for mercy. Just seek for mercy. These guys did not say, "Father, heal us, protect us, do this." They just say, "Father, please have mercy. Have mercy." I love that prayer. Sometimes I want to pray and I cannot just get off from that prayer. I just keep saying, "Lord, have mercy." And then before you know it, I'll start crying. You know, that's the word in my language in Yoruba. Have mercy. Just have mercy. Just have mercy. As I'm saying have mercy, I'm thinking about that thing I need. I'm thinking about that thing I'm trusting God for. And I'm saying, if there is concerning this particular area, just have mercy. Because if God shows you mercy, that situation will it will melt off. So they shouted, "Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go." You see, they didn't ask. He just, "Have mercy." They didn't say, "Lord, this leper is the problem." Have mercy. Sometimes you have to be exact. Sometimes you have to be specific. But this is my own personal opinion. I love the prayer of mercy. Just ask, "Lord, have mercy on me." Amen. And then he said to them, "Go show yourself to the priest." And it was as they went, they were cleansed. Obedience. I have found out that if you do as the Lord say, you will get the result. The Bible is simple. Give, it will be given back. Obey, you will get the result. Go. If they didn't go, they would never have been cleansed. But they went to the priest and they were cleansed. Just obedience. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned. And with the same loud voice, you know, he cried for mercy. But now he's crying with a loud voice. He glorified God. He fell down on his face and at his feet, giving thanks to Jesus. And this man was actually more like an unbeliever. He was a Samaritan. But he learned the habit of giving thanks to God. Remember that thing you asked God for. You know what I want to start doing? I wanted to say, you know what I usually do. But I usually do it inside my head. But that's not good enough. You know, what I want to start doing is this. If I ask God, if I'm asking God for something, I'm going to write it down. So that by the time God does that thing, I would be able to remember and then give thanks to God for that thing. We must learn to give thanks to God. It's so irresponsible for you to ask God for something. God does it. And you refuse to thank God for it. I mean, and then you come back the next day to ask for another thing. It is even wrong in my country, in my own native. You know, they believe that if you do something for someone, the person should give thanks, should say thank you. If the person refuses to say thank you, then you shouldn't expect another thing. You know, and it's very valid. It's biblical. This guy came back. But you know what happened? He didn't just get his healing. He also got salvation. And then Jesus answered and said to him, were they not 10 that were cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. See, this guy had full, complete, he became whole completely. And I'm saying it to you, learn to give thanks to God. Whatever it is that you're trusting God for, by the time God does that thing, remember to give thanks to God. May God help us to do this in Jesus' name. And finally today, Jesus Christ was talking about the kingdom of God. Yeah, and there's just one or two things that I want to bring out from, because it's a long, about from verse 20 down to verse 37. But you see, there's something that happened in the days of Noah that is also happening today. You know, the Bible says, as it was in verse 26, as it was in the day of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day of Noah entered, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. You see, everything these guys were doing, no sin. They were not committing sin. You see, don't get me wrong. They were eating and drinking is not a sin. You see, eating and drinking, they were doing basically the right things. So this is exactly what is happening today. Some of you are so encumbered with things that are not eternal. There is nothing wrong with going to classes. There is nothing wrong with reading your books. But then you is it a sin? Is it not the same as eating and drinking and getting married? There's nothing wrong with getting married. There's nothing wrong. I mean, these guys were doing literally legal things, not bad things. And then, but then they were not concerned about the ark. They were not concerned about the word of God. They were not concerned about Jesus. And that is it. I usually tell people there's no balance. This attitude of saying strike a balance between your academics and your spiritual life. It is first your spiritual life and every other thing. Every other thing, they're all on the same level. I cannot put my spiritual life and my academic life on the same balance. It's not possible. It is first Jesus and every other thing. They're all on the same level. So it's like saying, it's even 100% Jesus. You see, at the end of the day, so that is it. If, because my academics is even spiritual. In my academics, I'm doing God. You understand? So it's nothing like it is first, you know, make sure it is 50-50. When it is time for academics, it's time for, when I'm reading, I still put God in it. When I do everything I'm doing is God, 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 God. Don't be too engrossed in other things so much that you use those other things to forget God. I mean, I had people that were very strong in the faith when we were in school. Very strong. All these are mommies and daddies and brothers and sisters in the fellowship. Oh my God. As soon as we got into the world, I mean the literal world, and then you have to work in Lagos, and then you wake up by 4 o'clock in the morning, you get to work, and then before you come back home, you're getting back home around 11, 12 o'clock p.m. And then I asked one of my sisters then, when last did you read the Bible? She said, oh, she can't even remember the last time she opened the Bible. I said, what? Are you kidding? She had forgotten. She was working. It wasn't really, really, really her fault, but then it's her fault. Because she felt, I wake up really, really early, and then I get back home really, really, really late. I don't even have the time to even cook, let alone read my Bible. You know, anything whatsoever it is that must take your time, shed it off. Yeah, I had to sacrifice the whole, what I sacrificed just because I have to be in church. Is what about, in my Nigerian currency, is what about 300,000 naira? I'm serious. Every week, about 300,000, about 200 to 300,000 naira every week. And then I still feel like there are still more things I need to shed off. Because it has to be God. You can't just keep living your life focusing. If it is not kingdom, then you don't know what you're doing. So be careful of doing legal things at the expense of your soul, at the expense of walking with God, genuine walking with God. You know, academics is not wrong. I mean, playing football, all of these things are not wrong. Even exercises, Jesus says it himself. The Bible says that exercise profits, but it's a little. These things are little profits. Your academics, I'm working currently. Yeah, I use my certificate, but then, it is not everything I learned that I'm using. I mean, all the crocodiles that we labeled and the cockroaches that we labeled. I can't even remember how to label a cockroach today. But because of those things, you want to lose your soul. You don't want to do that. Amen. So be careful so much that you're not going to allow those things that are legal to even take your soul away from Jesus. May the Lord keep us. May the Lord strengthen us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us to stand firm in Him. He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before our Father. God bless you. Thank you very much for joining to this podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.